Chapter 13, To Risk It All. Leonard could hardly sleep that night. What was he doing? How could one such as he ever think he had any rights? He knew he had to go through no matter what these people thought. As he lay there in the early morning hours waiting for the sun to rise, his mind wandered to the night before. He remembered how he had pulled further into the shadows that grew long at the evening passing, and from beneath the tree he had watched as the crowd was moving past him. He dared not let himself be seen. He had thought of even sneaking away for a brief moment. Then, like earlier that day, something had felt different. He somehow was not the same. His fear was less than ever before. Something was stirring within him. He could feel it. He felt such an urgency that was more important than worrying about what these people thought. He had lived most his life in fear of what people like that thought and felt when he was anywhere near. Last night, he had felt a change. It was still with him this morning. In the past, he would have gone back to the others like himself and faded away as if unseen, unnoticed by all the so-called normal people. Not today, not this time. He was going, following something, a pull more powerful than the fear that sought to keep him away. He heard a sound from down the street. Gazing through the mist, Leonard saw the crowd again begin to form. He rose and still at a distance, but not hidden as usual, he followed them. And as he came nearer and nearer, his heart began to pound. Fear rose up in him. Even though he felt he was moving, he realized he wasn't. He stood there paralyzed with fear and doubt. What are you doing? His mind seemed to scream at him. He started to turn and run when he heard that voice. The one who had spoken on the mount the day before. The one who had changed the way he saw himself. Power seemed to flow from his words, and Leonard's heart changed that second. This wasn't a man. This was, he struggled with his thoughts. This was, he finally let himself say it. This was the Lord. He heard himself whisper these words. He just stood there for the longest time thinking about what he had just said. Where had it come from? He really didn't know. But now, every second that passed, he knew even more in his heart that it was true. It was as if he was standing there alone. The crowd had long since faded from his conscience. He was focused on the voice, the words, the power that clearly drew him forward. He slowly moved forward, barely noticing the soldier still mounted on his horse at the edge of the crowd, clearly taking in all that was happening. The pull kept growing stronger. Every word he heard caused an assurance to grow in him. Suddenly, he threw off his robes, laid his arms and face bare before the crowd. He no longer cared what they thought or if they were even there. He walked toward the sound of the Lord's voice. A murmur started slowly in the crowd, and then a nervous roar. From somewhere to his left, Leonard heard a yell, "Leper! Leper!" And at his right, a cry of, "Unclean! Unclean!" And then suddenly, a man stepped in front of him at a safe distance and screamed at his face, "You have no right here. Leave!" Fear started to rise up in Leonard and pace slowed, but suddenly he caught sight of something that drove that fear away. The speaker had turned his way, and through the crowd of angry people, his face was all Leonard could now see. His eyes seemed to draw him on with a renewed vigor, confidence he had never felt before. He walked forward, totally ignoring the man, falling all over himself to avoid any contact with Leonard. These people no longer had an effect or power over him. He was fully focused on the source of the true power who stood before him. As a remaining crowd parted, he found himself face to face with him. What was he to do? What was he to say? He somehow knew that word rushed back into his mind as he fell helpless to his knees. "Lord," he said, and buried his face in the soil before him. He felt no right to come in contact with this one before him, somehow sensing he had far less to do with his leprosy than the fact that he was up in the presence of divinity. He knew in his heart he was kneeling before the Lord, somehow sensing his godliness. He fought hard to form the words he so wanted to speak. He didn't even lift his eyes to speak, but said clearly for all to hear, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." The crowd again murmured as these words were spoken. Some could be heard whispering, "Did you hear that? The leper called him Lord. What does the fool think this man is?" they thought. Leonard just knelt there, unwilling to raise his eyes and gaze upon the one before him. Feeling more worthless than he had ever before in his life, he saw himself far beyond his leprosy now, to the very core of his sinful nature, somehow knowing this was the true source of his shame and guilt. How could he have risked it all today? How could he have somehow believed in his heart that he had a right to ask such a thing of God? His thoughts were broken, in fact shattered, by the words that pierced the silence that had overtaken the crowd. "I am willing," he heard, and these words, "be clean." And he felt the touch that he knew was the Lord. Suddenly a rush came over him as a fire without pain. Warmth swept through him like none he had ever known. He somehow felt so different now. He raised his eyes and finally looked straight into the face of the one who had just transformed his life forever. The Lord looked at him and smiled. Leonard looked also at himself and saw his sores were gone. He had felt the cleansing from within and now saw its physical evidence. He was clean. But what about the crowd? What about his country? The Lord said to him, "See that you don't tell anyone. Well, go show yourself to the priest. Offer the gift Moses commanded as a testimony to them." He knew what that meant. It was the only way he could be declared clean to the people. Even though he knew in his heart he was clean before the Lord, he had risked it all that day and was rewarded as few had ever been before. With that thought in his mind, Leonard obeyed the Lord, headed back through the crowd to do as he had said. What a difference that touch had made. Those words that were spoken, that heart that had believed. As he passed, many now pressed close to him instead of pulling back. A few even reached out and touched him. Leonard instinctively pulled back. He looked around and smiled as he walked. This was so new to him. He passed again the soldier who looked down with pleading eyes, as if searching for something in Leonard's eyes. At last, seeing it, a peace came over this man's face, and his gaze moved away from Leonard and toward the Lord. As Leonard passed beyond the outer remains of the crowd, three familiar faces greeted him. It was the children he had seen beneath the tree. They sensed in him the peace and rushed to him, hugging him so hard. And he just stood there. This former leper, this man once so unclean. He risked it all that day, and this was his reward. He was now feeling the love he had only dreamed could be his again. Leonard knew that he must obey the Lord's command concerning showing himself to the priest, and then he would return to his loving family, share with them how God had allowed the years of suffering and shame, yet now he had healed him and would make him, as promised, a blessing to many around him. He would also, for years to come, being examples of God's promises being fulfilled in the midst of pain and suffering. You see, because of what he risked and gained that day, his story has been recorded in God's word for all to experience and somehow find hope and courage to also. Hearing Leonard's story, seeing his trials like you have had or are having, can you too have the courage to also say, "If you're willing, Lord, you can make me clean"? He can, just ask. Look in Matthew 8:1-4. As evening faded into night, the entire crowd slipped out of sight. I felt a pull, it did persist. No use, I knew, to try and resist. So followed I this crowd that was, to where I wandered just because. A crowd was never where I went. In solitude my life was spent. But not this day, no, not this time. For in my head there rang a chime, like waking from a lifelong sleep. I'm driven now by feelings deep. There up ahead the crowd did form, to me a menacing as a storm. I wasn't welcome, I wasn't wanted. All my life these people had taunted. They called me names, they were so mean. But to them all I was unclean, for leprosy was mine to bear. Others stood far off to point and stare. So in the shadows I was always found, trying not to make a sound, but to be left alone and then to die. This was my life, and I wondered why. But not today, for I would draw near. I'd throw off this robe, I'd fight my fear. I had to see this one I'd heard before. I knew not what there was in store. "Oh Lord," I cried for all to hear, "I've risked it all to just draw near. If you're willing, Lord, I know you can. Heal me, cleanse me, make me a man." I throw myself on your mercy, Lord, to cut forever this evil cord that has bound me to my sinful past and set me fully free at last. With but a touch of power and grace, my leprosy gone without a trace. Others marveled at what they'd seen. Once stained within, I stood fully clean. This could be you, for just like me, you have a sickness only you can see. Its burden you bear, tearing your life apart, can be gone. Let him in your heart. So I beg of you this very day, see the truth and turn his way. Trust in the Lord, for I hope you've seen. He can make you, like the leper, clean.